This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Is where I, after the fourth rak'ah or after the last rak'ah, you stand and you make dua. That is, we're very familiar with that with Ramadan. That is offered in witr. And in this particular situation, it is called qulut an-nazila. And nazila means that which has descended. We say the Quran is munazzal. So nazila is that particular catastrophe or that as a current affair that is a detriment on Islam and Muslims in general. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is recorded in Bukhari that he would make qunut and nazila. He would make qunut and nazila. If it was a dua or coming up after the second rak'ah or the last rak'ah, and he would offer dua after the last rak'ah of salah. And it's recorded that he would offer in every salah. You will find in particular madhabs, particularly the Hanafi madhab, they will say that that is mansukh, it is abrogated. So you may see, you grew up and it was never particularly done. You go to a masjid where they're offering it in every salah. It is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would offer dua an nazila. And you will find, particularly with the Shafi'iyah, they'll say that it is after salat al-fajr. Salat al-fajr. In any case, offering qunut in any salah is sunnah, particularly if there is a catastrophe. And obviously what is going on right now, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine. May protect the Uyghur Muslims, the Rohingya Muslims, the Sudanese Muslims, the Muslims in Niger, the Muslims in Afghanistan, the Muslims in Morocco, the Muslims in Libya, and places that are not, that we do not know of. And I guarantee you that there are some that we do not know of. So that is the first thing I want to just confirm and bring us ease, inshallah, because I heard that some people didn't know, and subhanAllah, it wasn't announced, and that's my fault that I didn't announce it, but it is a thabit sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second point that I want to bring about is, those of you, no? Somebody had a question? Oh. Those of you that are on our WhatsApp group, I've been sending a lot of videos, and I think it's important that we sit with our children.
Is a demonstration
that we sit with our children and watch some of these videos. There's one particular video that there was a comedian. I don't know if you saw the Arab comedian. Alhamdulillah, at the beginning of the video, he said he used some vulgar language, but it's probably one of the best. The Pierce Morgan. I mean, may Allah guide Pierce Morgan, because he's interviewed three people. He interviewed Muhammad Hijab, which was phenomenal. Phenomenal. He cut off his time, only gave him 22 minutes, but he gives Ben Shapiro 45 minutes and lets him give a khutbah.
This,
you know,
is a demonstration. But it's okay. Wirecast.
Muhammad did a phenomenal job. I advise you to watch that with your children. And anything that he says you just don't know, go and research it. Okay? The second one he did with, what is it, Bassam Youssef, his name is? That's probably the best one. Because he touched on a point that I was wondering why the rest of the people wouldn't touch on it. It was two things. The first thing is, you'll see that a lot of the questioners will say, do you condemn what the terrorist Hamas group is doing? And you will find that particularly Hussam Zumlot, who was the third interview, he would not answer the question. He would not acknowledge and say, yes, I condemn, and then move on. You'll find a number that they won't say, yes, I condemn, and move on. But he, Hussam, he said, yes, okay, I condemn them. They're terrible. Okay, what's next? What about the Muslims in the West Bank? What about the... فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ يَعْنِي خَلَاص. Pierce Morgan had nothing to say. It was a moment of silence. Not a moment of silence for the deceased. But it was a moment of silence because he had nothing to say. He's saying, you're talking about what's going on in Gaza. Yes. Okay. Terrible. What about the Muslims in the West Bank?
Demonstration of Wirecast.
And then he said, I don't have to answer this question. But then right after that, Bassam asked him another question and he answers the question. It was very clear that, subhanAllah. And then Hussam Zumla just, pardon my French, he gave him the business. Like, totally just annihilated him for the third time. Because Hussam Zumla gave the definition of terrorist state, and then he said, okay, is this a terrorist state or not? Couldn't answer the question. He gave the definition of terrorism, the international law definition of terrorism.
Of Wirecast.
And then he just put this, if the shoe fits, wear it. Couldn't answer the question. Brothers and sisters, I highly implore you to watch these interviews. Probably not Bassam Youssef, if you're an adult, watch it. But the other ones, please watch them, because it's very important. It's very, very important to understand, particularly in this situation, revisionist history. Who knows what I mean by revisionist history? And I'm going to be quick. Who knows what I mean by revisionist history?
This is a demonstration of Wirecast.
You recall what happened in before the current time to remind them, look, this is what happened in the past. That's why what's going on, that's why what is happening in the future is happening. You're revising historical events that give you a clear context of the current affair. You understand? So when they start from October 7th, what happened, which was a catastrophe.
A demonstration of
but it didn't just
test.
Start there. This started way after World War I, when the British and the French, Khan al-Arab, okay, where they just deceived them. And then they took Palestine all the way going to the Balfour Declaration, then to, subhanAllah, the Six-Day War, then moving on to, subhanAllah, a Nakba. If have you looked, how many of you looked up Nakba, know what Nakba is? Okay. Inshallah, I hope there's one day within the week that all of us, including the youth, know what Nakba is. Wallahi, it's the haq of the Muslims and those in Palestine for us to know exactly what that is. Because that was probably the worst day. I think it's May 15th and 1947. That is a very important day for all of us as Muslims to know, because you will understand, get a very good context in this. And I want to mention one small point in the chapter of Shu'ara in regards to revisionist history, and this will only take 3 minutes, inshallah. Fir'aun is speaking to Musa when Musa returned from Madian, when Musa was around 40. Okay, because Allah says, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدُّهُ وَاسْتَوَى أَتَيْنَهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلَكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about when he reached the age of discernment, the age of puberty, the age of strength and wholeness. That's when he went to Madian, because Musa was fleeing from Egypt. Why did he flee from Egypt? Who knows?
Is a demonstration.
Because he accidentally killed someone. Very good. He flew to Madian, he stayed there, fled to Madian, he stayed there for how many years? Who knows, roughly? Very good, 10 years. And then he got married to the individual, the man, and some say it was Shu'aib, but that's less than majority opinion. He got married to her, then he came back. On his way back, what happened? He became a prophet. So he became a prophet around the age of 40. Then when he became a prophet, he came back to Egypt. And this is when everything took place, with the magicians, with Fir'aun. Watch what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ نَادَى رَبُّكَ مُوسَىٰ أَنِ ائْتِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And when your Lord called on Moses to go to the oppressors, قَوْمَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَلَا يَتَّقُونَ, to go to the people of Fir'aun and ask them, أَلَا يَتَّقُونَ, do they not fear Allah? قَالَ, Musa said, رَبِّ إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُكَذِّبُونَ. Oh my Lord, I am scared that they will belie me. وَيُضِيقَ صَدْرِي وَلَا يَنْطَلِقُ لِسَانِي فَأَرْسِلِ إِلَى هَارُونَ. And my chest will become tight and I will not be able to speak clearly, so sin with me, Harun. And then he says, and they have a crime upon me. وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبٌ فَأَخَافُ أَنْ يَقْتُلُونَ. They have a crime. They know what I did before. They know that I killed a man and I fled. This is what they have upon me. So I'm afraid that they're going to kill me. And then he says, قَالَ كَلَّا فَاذْهَبَا بِآيَاتِنَا. This is important. Allah says, كَلَّا. Go with our signs. فَاذْهَبَا بِآيَاتِنَا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ مُسْتَمِعُونَ. Verily, we are with you and we are listening. This is what we should say. Inshallah, the people in Philistine are saying this at the moment, wallahi. This verse is comforting. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأْتِيَا فِرْعَوْنَ فَقُولَا إِنَّا رَسُولُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. For both of you, go to Fir'aun and say that we are the messengers of the Rabbul Alameen. أَنْ أَرْسَلْ مَعْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, to let Bani Israel go with us. Then here, this is what Fir'aun says. Listen closely, then we'll end here. 2-3 minutes. قَالَ أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْنَا فِينَا مِنْ عُمُرِكَ سِنِينَ. Listen to what Fir'aun is saying. Musa's coming back. Fir'aun sees him. He says, أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا. Didn't we raise you as a boy? وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا فِي عُمُرِكَ سِنِينَ. And you stayed with us for a long period of time? Okay? وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Now Fir'aun is using rhetoric and media. People are around him. He's painting a picture using particular words. Particular words he's using. And the media does this very well. Condone, terrorist, right? He says, وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ. He says, and you did this action that you... this action that you have done. He doesn't even say what it was. He says, and this terrible action, فَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ. He's like, and you did this doing, this terrible doing of this act. وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. He called him a kafir. What do you think he means here by kafir? What do you think he means here by kafir? No, I'm sorry. Huh? No. Traitor, but what? Huh? No. No. He was the linguistic meaning of kafir means the one that's ungrateful, the one that denies the favors. So Pharaoh is saying, look, we've done all this for you, and you are from the kafirin. You are someone that is not grateful. Now everyone's thinking, oh, yeah, Pharaoh, he raised him 30 years. And he's so ungrateful. He killed a person. He's coming back. And he's telling us, he's telling Fir'aun to, we should go with him. And if Fir'aun is saying, that's the picture Fir'aun is. But look at what Musa says. قَالَ فَعَلْتُهَا إِذَنْ وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِينَ. He said, I did it, and verily I am from. And ضَالِينَ here can mean not misguided, but mistaken. I didn't mean to do it. He admits it. طيب. Then he says, فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُمْ فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And he says, after this is the important verse. He says, وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. So Fir'aun gives revisionist history. Fir'aun is saying, oh, you're back. And you did this terrible act. And you stayed with us. We raised you for 30 years. And you killed someone and you're coming back. And you are so ungrateful. You're telling me to give you Bnei Israel? What's wrong with you? Musa says, la, 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 la. Musa says here, and this ni'mah you're talking about, this ni'mah you're talking about, tamunnuha alayya, tamunnuha alayya. Manan means you're trying to mention your favors. This is impermissible. As parents, we say, I've done this for you, I've done this. We know this is impermissible in essence because it's ultimately Allah that's given you faculty to do so. So Musa is saying, oh, this ni'mah you're talking about, that you are bragging that you have done for me, in reality, that what you really did is, an'abadta bani Israel, that you enslaved bani Israel. How? Because how did Musa end up with Fir'aun in the first place? How did Musa end up with Fir'aun in the first place? Who knows? Because Fir'aun was killing the boys. Anyone, one year he would kill the baby boys, and then the next year he would leave them. So Musa's mother put him in a box and left him in the river. And then Musa drifted, and Fir'aun found him, but Fir'aun's wife, not Fir'aun. Fir'aun would have killed him. Fir'aun's wife said, should we not take him and nurtured him? So this is very important because Musa alayhi salam used revisionist history and rebuked Fir'aun in that regard. And you see that with these three interviews, wallahi. And that's what I advise you Muslim brothers and sisters to do, because now with a lot of the flooding of the news and the media, mashallah, you see the Muslims and the youth, mashallah, may Allah bless them. They're sharing these videos. They're sharing what's going on. They're going out. They're being peaceful, but they're letting their words be known, and it's bringing pressure. Pressure with integrity, with respect, with honor, but just saying we want to play on an even playing field. Yes, what was done was wrong, but let's not forget our history or the history of this blessed country. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that consistently call on Him, sirran wa alaniya, in secret and in open. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are dedicated to the cause of Islam and the Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect Bayt al-Maqdis. May He protect the Bayt al-Maqdis in Quds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of the weak that are around the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us more diligent in understanding the current affairs and tying it back to His beautiful book. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barakatuh bi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakallahu khair.